Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
You know, when someone pushes you, sometimes you've got to push back. For years, tobacco companies have been poisoning our people, targeting our kids, and lying about the dangers of tobacco. That's not okay.
We can do more to protect our children and help Oklahomans live longer, healthier lives. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Big Tobacco needs to know who they're messing with. You ready?
Established in 1905 as Oklahoma Farmers Union, American Farmers and Ranchers was created to fight for the interests of rural Oklahoma. Today, AFR's mission remains. More than 100 years since its founding, AFR is a true grassroots organization that serves as a watchdog for Oklahoma's farmers, ranchers, and rural citizens. AFR strives to support and strengthen our state's rural communities and give a stronger voice to Oklahoma's farmers and ranchers. Join AFR today. Well, Friday came as a breath of fresh air, allowing both the feeder cattle and live cattle contracts to close fully higher after a week of immense pressure. February live cattle was up 70 cents at 112.77, and the April was up 97 cents at 118.20. With an uptick in boxed beef prices and a short week due to the Martin Luther King holiday today, with markets being closed, the cash cattle market may be able to make packers pay steady, if not a little bit higher, through this week. The slightly weaker close in the nearby corn contracts allowed the feeder cattle contracts to trade higher throughout the day Friday. The January feeders were up 197 at 134.57, and March was up about $2.45, 135.82, and it was another hurdle to jump through this week with the gusty winds that blew across the northern and central plains. The feeder cattle market had to play a tough game of defense this week. On the grains, wheat trade about a penny to 5 cents higher, with trade spiking on confirmation of Russian export tax hikes near term, with the possibility of extending taxes post-harvest before fading during the day's session. The dollar remained above 90 cents on the index, with solid buying throughout the morning Friday. The plains are expected to see limited moisture, with cold scares remaining limited for now. Corn trade 1 to 2 cents lower, with the early gains fading to weaker action during the day session Friday, with flat to weaker spread action and little fresh news outside 110,000 metric tons booked to Mexico. Ethanol margins will remain poor with soft demand and no relief from corn values, but basis is likely to weaken further in the short term as fresh cash demand remains weak. And the soybeans, 6 to 8 cents lower, with trade seeing pushes in both directions and new crop gaining versus the front months, but losing a bit versus corn on the new crop months, with confirmation of 368,000 metric tons of soybeans booked for new crop. We're going to check all the futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
At the close Friday, February live cattle up 70 cents, 112.77. April was up 97, 118.20. June up 132 at 116.27. March feeder cattle up 245, 135.82. April up 230 at 138.30. February hogs up 162 at 67.92. Kansas City hard red winter wheat. March was up 6.5, 643. May up 6 cents at 646. Chicago wheat, March up 5.5, 675.5. May was up 5.5, 676.5. March corn down 2.75 at 531.5. May was down 3 cents at 534.75. March soybeans down 13.75, 14.16 3/4. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.